Before we do a meditation, you may want to adjust your body. If you don't, then just sit quietly with your eyes closed, but otherwise feel free to move your legs and your hands, arms, head to remove any stiffness. And then adjust your body so that it is as comfortable as possible. And imagine your body as an empty vessel. And bring your attention to the virtual space within, at the level of the heart, in the chest, feeling this availability, this openness, even this vulnerability to this present moment. At the moment, there's a lot of fear, and I think a really good antidote to fear is the feeling of awe, wonder. And I think every day, a dose of awe, a dose of wonder is a very good way of bringing balance into our lives at any time, at this period in time, but generally. I think awe, this sense of awe, this feeling of awe, it just takes us out of our self-centeredness, actually. And we realize that the world is a far more extraordinary place than our concepts. We are part of everything, of course, there's no question. We are all playing our roles. But this universe, this life, this existence, far transcends our capacity to understand intellectually. And by feeling awe, it kind of takes us in touch, puts us in touch with this extraordinary miracle, mystery of existence, of our own existence and the existence of everyone. So it can be brought about in any way, and you can't make awe. You either feel it or you don't, of course. It has to be real. And the way to do that, of course, is to just be in front of something extraordinary. For example, this morning I was in the garden and I saw all these flowers in a bunch, primroses, primulas, bluebells, and it was like a carpet of color. So I'm sure where you are, you will see, maybe not now, but you will see this extraordinary carpet of color. So try to visualize or feel or remember where you were almost taken away by the extraordinary miracle of a flower or flowers. And of course, in this part of the world, it is spring. So nature, Gaia, is expressing itself with full speed. So in your mind's eye, look at the buds of a tree, just one bud, and on a tree, there may be thousands of them, just one bud. Just think of it, visualize it, bring it to your mind's eye and reflect how extraordinary, what a miracle. Or it could be at night, maybe on a clear night, and you look up to the stars. Who cannot feel this sense of wonder at the twinkling points of light? So this awe, 1 5-minute dose of awe, wonder, every day is very good medicine. And it opens our heart so that when we do our practice, there is this openness. There's a different quality. We are open and we're not kind of closed down. Awe can take us out of our thinking, our preoccupations. So everyone should try and get a dose of awe every day. I say you can't make it, but you can be available to it. And then, of course, we come to the fundamental reflection, who is conscious of this feeling of awe? What is this indefinable, mysterious quality from which we are all aware of awe? After all, you can say, I feel awe. I know that I have this feeling of awe. What is this I that is conscious? And somehow awe is associated sometimes with fear. I never see it myself, but people tell me that awe can encompass fear also. I don't really understand it, but some people say to me this is the case. So who is, if it's fear, who is conscious of fear? Fear of the unknown. If you feel fear, be with it. Maybe not now, but when you feel fear, just be with the process of fear, fully accepting it, not denying it, not trying to escape it even. But at a certain point, reflecting, who is aware, conscious of this fear? Who is conscious in this very moment, whatever feeling, thought, emotion you may be having, who is conscious? I am conscious, that is for sure. But what is the I that is conscious? It's an impossible question, but reflect on it anyway. I am conscious. But who is the I that is conscious? Despite what we may have been led to believe, the fact of being conscious does not arise in thinking. Because we are conscious of our thinking. So it is not the personality that is conscious, actually. And this is revolutionary thinking. It may not be to yoga practitioners, but it's completely different to mainstream, modern, materialistic thinking. And it is not something that we should blindly accept. It's something we need to investigate, practice, realize. And slowly bring your attention to your body, the contact, sensation of contact, physical contact with the ground, the chair, and when you're ready, slowly move your body.